You're listening to the Mike Hosking Breakfast Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
Time now to mark the week. A little piece of news and current events. It's as popular as a sandwich and a beer at number 10 during COVID. Scott Robertson, 8. Yes. Shambles of a process, but the best bloke got the job he deserved. Stuart Nash, 3.
What I would say to that is pull your head in.
Not so much a repeat offender as it turned out, more a serial offender, and unbelievably still in cabinet, but then that's not on him. Chris Hipkins, 4. No, it's on him. Ardern was famous for doing nothing around discipline. I'm astonished Hipkins wants the same reputation. Credit Suisse, 2. The weird thing about panic, Credit Suisse has been a mess for years, and yet everything is linked and contagion spreads faster than COVID. The carbon market, 3. Most people don't follow this, and I don't blame you, but last week's auction is an outworking of the dishonesty and spin around the government's so-called climate policies. Basically, no one has any faith in them. Electric car charging hubs, 7. In this brain fart lies the trouble. Michael Wood spews forth this week a thought bubble and nothing more. It has no cost, it has no time frame, so therefore it isn't happening, and yet it's reported as news. Why? Auckland Airport, 7. You see, at least their idea has 1, a cost, 2, a time frame, and 3, a picture you can see showing what it's going to look like when they do it. The Warriors, 8. Yes. This lot looked like the real deal. Webster might be the magic. Oh my God. New Zealand, 7. 10th happiest place in the world, which either makes the world a fairly miserable place or us in a coma of disorientation. Consumer confidence, 4. You see, it's at lows not seen since the GFC and the recession of the 90s, and yet we're happy. Are we on the mushrooms? Speaking of which, Gwyneth, 4. A learner's slope. An old bloke. Next thing you know, you're away from your candles in Utah for 8 days. Boris, 6.
Dude!
He'll be fine. Donald, 6.
I'm not like those other politicians, I guess in many ways.
He'll be fine. An indictment will be good for the polls. That's how mad the world is. Parker Posey, 7. Got more publicity than she ever could have dreamed of. More full lust. Pies, 2. Pies. Goodman Fielder. They're laying people off in Palmerston North and in Oamaru because they're exiting pies. When you don't make pies in New Zealand, turn the lights out. And that's the week copies on the website. And as part of our ongoing Fighting the Cost of Living campaign, we can advise that if you take 8 of these, screw them up into a really small ball, they will give off 17 minutes of moderate heat in an open fire.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.